completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you once again. You know what I do. Talking about that LSD, that is love, sex, and dating. Again, I'm going to thank you for continuing to listen to Situations with Sassy here on Bashani Radio in New York City and worldwide on all of the platforms that you can hear podcasts, but most especially the top three, iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify. You can set a reminder so you don't miss a show each and every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern. I had another fabulous weekend. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice or not, but I turned up maybe a little too much this weekend celebrating my cousin's 60th birthday. And I want to start it off with this before I move into the topic, because there's a narrative within, I guess, across the nation that I'm noticing when it comes to Black women, Black families, and Black community, especially Black men and Black women. And the goal of this show was to try and bridge, one of the goals, let me say that, was try to bridge the communication gap between brothers and sisters. When I started doing what they call it blog talk, vlog talk, whatever it is you want to call it now, it's podcasting, it's radio, it's internet radio, it's non-traditional, it's not terrestrial, radio. And that was the purpose. And over the years, I recognized that it was important for me for women to have a voice, for women to understand that they have to stand in their truth and own their truth and be accountable. So that was the main purpose of the show. But this past weekend, it just, as I looked amongst the crowd of our my cousin's family and friends, and that narrative, that cultural conditioning of Black people not getting married and that Black men don't commit. And I looked at all of these beautiful couples that were in their 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and beyond, and just saw the love and the commitment that they had for one another. But what was more importantly wasn't the love. It was the fact that they actually liked each other. You could see it in their interactions. You could see in the familiarity with which they touch one another and how they move together so fluidly like water. You know, when you looked at them, you smiled because you could see that there was a love, that there was a respect, but there was also a bond, a liking, a friendship, a kinship, and a commitment that they made to each other. And we know, not just Sassy, but we all know, all of you listening, it comes to mind individuals that have this facade of being happy in their relationships, being happy in their marriage. And we know differently because their energy is different. It's no mistake that we all change over time. You've heard me say it a million times on a million shows that I'm not the same person that I was a week ago, let alone 5 years ago, let alone 10 years ago or 15 years ago when you first got together. And you have these ebbs and flows in relationships. And relationships are work. And a lot of people are either not willing to put in the work, they're tired of trying to put in the work, and one person is doing all of the work and the other person isn't really responsive and they're not carrying their load. But you see the love. And as I'm wont to do when I'm in these spaces, you know, we also look around and I see the number of single people, single men and single women. And the women, we tend to gather together and there's conversation and talk. And one of the conversations that came up over the weekend was that they are tired of attending special events, doing things by themselves. But they also recognize that they're single, for as tired as they are, they're single because they don't want to put up with the BS. What they're tired of is the restart. They're tired of meeting someone, thinking it's going to work, and it doesn't. So now you got to reset. Now you have to restart. Sassy has been there. Any new listeners to Situations with Sassy, if you listen to this show, you go back in the archives and listen to other shows, the one thing that is the narrative that is across the board is that the situations that Situations with Sassy talks about are situations that Sassy has either witnessed or, more importantly, Sassy's been in these situations. Sassy's been love bombed. Sassy's been gaslit. These are things that I've learned over time. But the main thing that I've learned is to be convicted by my principles. Principles that in the past I've compromised on. And principles that I had to actually look at and see what really are things that I absolutely, absolutely may be able to compromise on, and those hard lines that are deal breakers. And it was those hard line deal breakers that Sassy recognized that she was compromising on. So Sassy, Sandra, wasn't as convicted as she preached when she first started doing Blog Talk Radio and internet radio. And it's a lot of self-reflection that goes into choosing topics. It goes into me doing this show and being open to discuss the bullshit that's happened in my life, the bullshit that I've allowed, the bullshit that I've stayed in. It's all a cathartic process for me. And I'm not going to compromise on things. I personally need to know backgrounds. I personally have to ask questions. And if a man, any man that is involved with me that doesn't like questions, isn't the man for me. The minute you get tired of me asking questions, because I want to know, how do you get to know someone without asking questions? Even if you're spending time with them, how do you get to know someone without asking questions? And as I go through social media, women all over are asking the same question. Why is it that men want to get to know you? And I'll give you a perfect example. There are all of these groups on social media. You know, Facebook does a lot of advertising on television, where they have these groups. If you knit, if you crochet, because I didn't know that knitting and crochet were two different things. Who knew? But if you knit, if you have a certain zodiac, if you like to cycle, if you like to run, if you're a couch potato, if you're a gamer, they have all of these groups where you can connect with like-minded people. And a lot of those groups are groups dedicated to singles. Now, I'm African-American. I'm a woman. So the groups that I see are dedicated to Black women over 20, 30, 40, millennial Black women, millennial moms. You have all of these different groups that are dedicated to connecting people. And yet no one's connecting. So what are the factors that go into no one in these groups making a connection? And don't get me wrong, there's probably a lot of sneaky links. And if you don't know what a sneaky link is, it's somebody that individuals are sliding in each other's DM, they're hooking up, they're connecting, whether it's on a friends with benefits, strictly sexual level, or a full-fledged relationship. But what they're doing is keeping it private. And within those groups, they keep it private. Why? Why are they keeping it private? They're keeping it private for several reasons. One being, it's absolutely nobody's business. That's the main reason. Mind the business that pays you. That's the main reason. But two, they don't want to look stupid if they put it out there that they've made a connection with someone and find out that that person also made a connection with 5 other people or 10 other people, which, ladies and gentlemen, is want to happen when you're in a group with 1,000 or even if you're in a group of 50 people. They might make a connection with somebody else. Dating is not guaranteed. The connection isn't guaranteed. It's a crapshoot. And that's why people are tired. And it's not just women that's saying that they're tired. Men are saying it too. Everybody's tired, but no one's willing to be authentic. No one's willing to be vulnerable. No one's willing to be truly open with another individual. Because why? Fear of rejection. Period. Swiping left, swiping right, and all of these different apps and inorganic, because online is an inorganic way of connecting with an individual. It's much easier to accept rejection online behind a phone, computer, laptop, desktop, whatever, than it is to have that rejection done in person. It's a lid for every pot. Everybody is not everybody's cup of tea. Find the lid or the pot that you fit. But you can't do that if you're still not willing to be open. If you're not willing to answer questions. If it can be the most innocuous question of, what's your favorite color? What do you like to do on the weekends? Do you have a hobby? Do you have family? Any siblings? Those are questions. Those are getting to know you questions. It's important for people to have familial connections. It's important, ladies, to see and listen. More importantly, listen to understand him, not just to hear him. His relationship with his mother. His relationship with other women in his life, be that his if you have a sister, nieces, aunts, daughters, or just day one sandbox friends. And I gotta say sandbox because some of my audience did not understand what day one meant. So the sandbox friends. People you grew up with, people you went to school with that you still have a connection with. How do you treat those women? And men, you need to look at, how does she treat the men in her life? Is there constant negativity that men ain't shit and men are dogs and blah, blah, blah? Is that negativity? And women, do you hear that about women? Or should I say women, do you hear men saying that women can't be trusted, that women are cunning and manipulative, calling women thoughts, broads, tricks, itch bays, hoes? Is there a constant narrative from that individual that's negative and disparaging about women in general and in particular the women in their life? Those are the individuals that you need not to rock out with. That is the basis of people being tired of being single. The tiredness, the loneliness. But also within that is the hesitancy to continue to put yourself out there. And I saw this meme on social media the other day, and it said, I promise you, I got maybe one more relationship reset within me. And then after that, I'm ordering cats. I saw another one asking for studs within particular groups because they're tired of the BS that they're getting from men. So they're ready to try something different. And by try something different, that means a same-sex partnership or relationship. the alternatives that then in the extremes, I feel that some people are going to assuage that loneliness. I've dated an individual like that, where they were lonely, didn't want to admit that they were lonely, but they were trying to use me, my person, my energy to assuage that loneliness. Because in their mind, at their age, at they were supposed to have been settled and married and sitting home every night with their significant other or spouse, enjoying the afternoon of their lives as they move into, you know, the evening of their life. Which is great, because a lot of people don't expect to be single at 50 or 60. They just don't expect it. So then they take stock and they're looking back. And that loneliness is really, really hitting them. And a lot of it comes from social media. Listen, people aren't who they post to be, y'all. They post all of this grandiose, beautiful shit on social media, making you think that their life is peaches and cream, but they're only posting the good parts that they want people to see for likes, hearts, accolades. What you don't see is behind that screen. You can't pull those, the layers of that onion back. You can't pull that back and take a clear lens and look into all of the other BS that may be going on within their life. People don't post the bad stuff. And when they do post the bad stuff, it's when things have gone horribly wrong and not the way in which they wanted it to. So now there's one individual out there, or both of them, or three or four of them, that are out there giving their own truth as to what happened to the demise in the relationship. Mind you, these are the same individuals that were posting all of the beautiful things, the vacations, the homes, the furniture, the clothing, the promotions, I'm not going to bring the kids into it, but they do all of this. But when it goes south, that negativity, and then all of it starts to come out on social media, the BS that you didn't see. And here you are at home, single, envious of what they're posting, because they're posting what they want you to see. They want you to see that there's this beautiful, happy couple, when in fact, this happy couple doesn't even like each other. That this happy couple has realized that they've grown apart and they're not the same individuals. Mind you, I said earlier in the show that I'm not the same individual. So they're not the same individuals. They've outgrown each other and they can't find a path back to each other. Because fundamentally, this person that you met and fell in love with doesn't have the same mindset and the same morals and the same values. But online, it's a bed of roses. But because you're single and lonely and envious, and quite frankly, a lot of y'all are a little jealous. You're not celebrating. I don't care what you post. If you post that you were doing XYZ, I'm like, oh, beautiful. Hashtag Black Love Wins, Black Love Exists, or even Love Wins, or Love Exists. It's beautiful. I don't like to see people going at each other when the relationship goes south. But I know a lot of single people, men and women, who are really, truly tired, really, truly want a connection. And they're looking at the stuff that people are posting, and then especially those that are in current relationships, you're comparing that to what you see. And people are only showing you what they want you to see. And I may be single, but not alone. I mean, I may be single, but not lonely. I may be alone, but not lonely. There's a difference. Happiness is within. Don't be envious of these individuals. And granted, I get it. I know the reset is hard. But then you have to set your parameters within your reset. You have one reset in you, two resets in you, or restarts, or how many, you whatever you want to label it as. But how do you plan to move forward? What's the metrics that you're going to use to say, you know what? I'm just about done with this. And I don't think I'm going to do this anymore. It's your attitude. What are you telling yourself? What are you telling yourself? Because you can be single. And it's okay to be lonely. But you don't have to be miserable. You have to have a better attitude, a better mindset. And if you are single and you're really seeking a true connection, then take that time to get to know who you are. Do the self-reflection. We're all 50% of that, 50% of that equation. Maybe we need to change some things. Maybe we need to do that reflection and see, what are we attracting to us? What type of individuals are we attracting to us? What is the energy that we're putting out in the universe to attract the people that we're attracting? If we keep attracting ain't shit people, maybe we ain't shit. If we keep attracting cheaters, maybe we're cheaters. If we keep attracting people that are inconsistent, are we inconsistent? Think about what you're putting out there. And then you have to speak life into yourself. You have to be your biggest champion. I'm dope as hell. There's a lot of people out there that didn't think so. Oh, well. There's probably a lot of people listening right now that don't believe it. Oh, well. Situations with Sassy is about accountability. It's about accountability. You can be single and tired of being single, but it's all about accountability. Accountability. Don't have to be mired in that misery. It's okay for you to have standards. I call them being convicted by your principles. Their principles, standards, same thing. It's okay to have them. It's okay. Don't be OCD with it, like, oh my God, they got to put the cap on the toothpaste every time. They might miss one or two. But if hygiene is a deal breaker and they don't like to bathe, you know, recently it's been in social media that some people aren't bathing on a daily basis. If that's a deal breaker, be convicted by it. If a habit forming vice is a deal breaker, they're habitual alcoholics, drug users, gamblers, things like that, that's directly affecting how they live and their lifestyle, and it doesn't line up with yours, that's a deal breaker. Don't compromise on things like that. If they're a parent and they're not an active and engaged parent, and that's important for you, that's a deal breaker. But if you like to golf and they don't, maybe you can compromise on that. Maybe you can take up golf and learn. Or maybe while they're doing their thing, you do yours. It's things that you can compromise on. It's levels to all of this. And yes, Sassy does get tired. Sassy gets tired. But I don't stop. And I don't give up. And I don't stop living my life and doing things that make me happy and things that I enjoy. And neither should you. Accept that single. Accept your singleness. When Sassy first started out, it was like the as I said, my premises change has changed through times. I mean, it's inevitable. But it's being single is not a dirty word. And the word single is almost like a four-letter word now. When someone says that they're single, they're looking at you like, what's wrong with you? Ain't a damn thing wrong with you. I ain't gonna lie, there's some things that are wrong with some people. But overall, there's nothing wrong with you. It's a lid for every pot. Don't let society and family members make you feel a way because you're single. But also don't accept any type of individual into your life to assuage that loneliness and to show the world that you're not single, because women have been also culturally conditioned to believe that they can only be validated if a man desires them or if a man wants them. And a man could want you, but does he want you or does he want to get inside of you? Know the difference. Does he want you for the genuine, smart, kind, funny, beautiful person that you are? Or does he just want to tap your ass and keep it pushing? Know the difference. And we've all gotten caught up in that loneliness because some of us aren't stronger than our loneliness. We're not stronger than our fear of being alone. That we settle for the love we think we deserve. You think you deserve that. You've convinced yourself that this is the person for you. But deep in your subconscious, you know it's not. You know it's not. And that person has shown you through their actions that you're not that person. Especially if they were in a hard pursuit prior to. And once you got between those sheets, then everything shifted and everything changed. But in your mind, you don't want to admit that you've been gaslit, fed lies. But your gut, your subconscious knew. But you weren't stronger than your loneliness. So you accepted what you thought you deserved. And not the love that you really, really, truly need. And the love that you want. We all have reasons why we're single. But it may not be obvious to you because of that loneliness, is that deep ache within inside of you, that you're so thirsty, and I hate that word, but you're so vested in filling that gap of loneliness that you really don't know who you are. You really don't know what you want. It could be any warm body. But is that the person that you truly, truly need? Are you the lid for that pot? Or are you the pot for that lid? We're all tired of a lot of things. I'm tired of the pandemic. I'm tired of wearing a mask. I'm tired of not being able to really and truly gather and have these large gatherings that I'm used to living. But sometimes you got to take a step back. And when you're tired of dating, when you're tired of your singleness, step back. Take a break. Do some reflection. You do that reflection. And then you get back in it and you try it again. But don't let these people showing you what they have on social media, and we all know social media is very subjective, Don't let them make you feel some type of way about being single. Like anything. Anything that you want. You have to put in the work to get it. Anything. So listen, that is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to follow Sassy Scribe. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, WhatsApp, LinkedIn. I'm all over. You can just Google Sassy Scribe and follow me. And remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And until then, I will see you in a week.
Redesigned Bashani radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.